Oh, this bitch recording. That's crazy. Yeah, select, you know. Whole lot of games. Bow, ground, bow, ground, bleh. Select, hold up. Select, blood, baby, this the blood. I don't use my hands, I let the blood talk. Two, two, threes, and max, and make you blood. I can make any nigga hit the crib, I'ma let my hip talk. Put a 40 in it, think you gotta kill it, yo. Please, ooh, 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 ooh.
What's going on, everybody? What's happening? What's up? I'm your main man, Wooly, here. Look, check it out. We got episode 2 of the BioCast Esports Podcast Show right here. And it's presented by Biohazard Esports. Look, check it out. We got a lot in store, you guys, for this one. I got a special guest in the building for you guys today. But first and foremost, so we got to send the thanks out to our sponsors for making it happen and holding it down for us as they always do. First and foremost, we want to go ahead and we want to thank Juggernaut Energy. Look, if you are a gamer and you need the thirst, what better way to replenish that energy than with a shot from Juggernaut Energy? They have a Mystic Blueberry flavor that they just recently came out with in a packet, and I highly suggest that you guys go over to their website, look at it. They even give out some free samples. And if you're curious, man, you might want to purchase some of their merchandise along with it. They got shakers. They got the whole nine yards. You guys will really enjoy their product. And while you're there at the time, when you go to the checkout, make sure that you input the code BIOHAZARD2020. That'll give you a 15% discount at checkout. Thank you, Juggernaut Energy, for doing what you guys do. We also want to go ahead and give a shout out to Sway Lifestyles. Sway Lifestyles is a clothing company, and they are marvelous for what they do. We also want to shout out Spice for making it happen with our online merchandise store. Guys, if you have not seen our merchandise store, please go to our website. It's going to be at biohazard82.webnode.page. Go into the contact section. You will see a small little section where it has Spice. Click on the logo. It'll take you right to our online merchandise store, which is our third online merchandise store. It is exceptionally big. We got something for everybody. We got game time jerseys, limited edition jerseys. We got track pants. We got sweatpants. And we even got something for the girls. And that's right, I said girls. We got girls' headbands. We got girls' track suits. We got it all. Be sure to go there. And I'm also going to throw out the Biohazard 2020 code again, because if you purchase something off of our online store, we're going to give you a 30% discount for using that at the checkout as well. So be sure to go check that out. And like always, we want to thank Spice as well. If you're looking to look back on past moments, then go to our YouTube channel. That's also going to be at www.youtube.com/BioHazardEsports. Got over 10,000 something plus hours of content. You guys, go check it out. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to bring in that special guest. What better way to introduce somebody than to somebody that is leading the Biohazard Esports Golden Division? That's right. The Golden Division is our NFS division, and I'm pretty sure now y'all know. We're going to go ahead. We're going to introduce Candy. Candy is here in the building. He is with us. Candy, are you there, bud?
Yes, sir. I'm here, ready to go.
So good to hear from you, man. Look, check it out. Look, me and Pete, we were doing an episode earlier. I know I was talking to you a little bit about it. And it was something to do with Adobe, and I guess we just ran past the time and all that. Man, I wish you could have seen and heard some of the things that I was saying about you. Man, you would absolutely love it. I was giving you all the praise in the world. It was literally, literally insane. But without further ado, we want to give our audience like something that they can actually learn. So what I want to start by doing real quick is simply just do this. They know my background, Candy. They know my background. They know what I've done. They know what I've did. But we want to give them a little insight into you. So we want to start from the beginning, right? And that's what it's all about. And we want to give our fans and supporters at least the knowledge of knowing just a little bit about us, you know, and that makes us closer to them, I believe. So We're going to go ahead and start this little question era up. Let's go ahead and get it started real quick. So first and foremost, Candy, I'm pretty sure they want to know, how'd you start off? Casual gaming just to come into competitive esports?
Man, it started with casual gaming. It started with hopping on the game as per any other person that's joined esports going, hey, I love doing what I do. And when you hop on it enough, you start either getting recognized by people you never thought you'd get recognized by. You get seen by people start like seeing what you're doing and everything else. For me, especially Need for Speed side, it started with rivals. A lot of people started from Most Wanted, Underground 2. First game I grinded on, man, Rivals, McLaren P1, Burgundy. That was my thing. That was always my thing. Except I had a different name back in.
That is such a good game, too. Rivals is such a good game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was rocking it.
Okay. So that's how you were vibing back in the day. What like age range would you say that would be? Like,
I'd say definitely like between 10 and 14. I was rocking Rivals. Actually, I had a different name. A lot of people know me as Z. A lot of my friends and drivers that I did on Rivals, I was known as Z.
It sounds like when you mentioned Z and like you're in the Need for Speed community, like, you know, you just sound like a badass racer, you know, like Z was of the, like, you know what I mean? So you started off with Rivals, okay? Great game, by the way. I've had my time in Rivals, man. I can't tell you, but I've had some pretty good battles in Rivals, actually. I still even have clips from Rivals. And there's even on occasion where I still play it sometime, even today, you know? So going from Rivals and working your way through, at what point did you see that there was competitive esports and it could, like, you can get involved with this, like, you can be part of this, like, this is what you wanted to do? When did you start, like, seeing that esports, like, it grabs your attention? When did that start, like, grabbing you and you saying to yourself, like, man, this is something I want to do. I want to go.
Esports, so especially when I first was doing Rivals, obviously I didn't, that first video game wasn't, you know, Need for Speed. It was actually Call of Duty. And when I first heard about esports, I thought it was this small group of thing. But the more times I just saw a face there rocking against either New York and anything else, and Dell's like, dang, this is a whole thing I could be a part of. And I was doing it Call of Duty for a fat minute until I also then learned right after Need for Speed 2015 that there were teams for Need for Speed. I didn't look too much into it because, again, I was mainly focused on the big teams, but mainly just Call of Duty esports. And never was really too far into Need for Speed esports until I got into Heat. And that was when I first started seeing TikToks just. And that's where it all started, man. TikToks, videos, YouTube ads, everything. It's just like, hey, Need for Speed League's a thing. You can do this. These races, you can actually do this.
You already know. The Need for Speed League community is a very small community, very private community. And I could tell you right now, you know, word does travel around real quick in the Need for Speed League community. You know, to be part of something that great in the league, like, you have to want it, and you have to have the true desire to want it. Because if you just go in there like some casual, you know, like, you'll get eaten up and spit out. It's a brutal league. It's a brutal community. It's literally the epitome of competition. Like, if you're looking for that serious, that professional, that toxifying vibe of competition, look into the Need for Speed League. If you think that you can handle, like, the brute force lobbies of that, and I must remind our audience, like, in the NFS League, it is true, it does consist of some of the absolute fastest Need for Speed racers of all time. Some of these teams that are up in there, you got us, You got Heart, you got Timeless, you got the Yager Hunters, I mean, so on and so forth. You got XCL. These fast teams, and they got very fast racers, and it comes with a price, however. It comes with a lot of sacrifice. So that would be my next question to you. Obviously, you had to sacrifice your Call of Duty career, and I see that that's kind of like what, like, kind of like promoted you towards like bigger things.
Yeah,
you were mentioning like some of the bigger names and like Call of Duty esports, like your Phases and your Optics and your Carmine Corps and your Vitalities and stuff like that, Space Station Gaming, and it, you know, I know your background on Call of Duty, and I know that you are an absolute fabulous Call of Duty fan, but to move on past that into bigger and better things, I mean, I could kind of see that that maybe might have been your calling or something like that. But at what point in time in between that did you notice not only that this is what you wanted to do, but obviously at that time I know you that you were looking for some outlet, yeah, and basically a team to call home. So here's my question: when did you notice Bio? When did you notice Biohazard Esports?
Man, I got a whole thing about that. All right, so when I first noticed Bio, I'd already played Heat, let's see, 3 different times, and it was just to mess around, see what I could do. And I had done it in 3 different ways. I did it in European, I did it in JDM, and I did it in Hustle. Beat the game 3 times, loved the game. All this was about to start giving up on that and start possibly looking at Unbound. And I remember I was at work and I was scrolling for TikTok. It was a super slow day. And all of a sudden, I even searched Need for Speed stuff just to see if there was a difference for anything. And the first one that pops up is this tag, Bio. Okay, it seems pretty interesting. I go and look. And I saw you drive. Except I looked a little farther into it. So it was a clip of your 918 Spider run on Aardvark. And it even had a YouTube link. So I went a little deeper and I looked into it. And it was your full 918 Spider run. And I'm like, damn, there's teams that do this. There's teams that go insane on here. I'm like, damn. And I looked, and me being a car guy, I'm pretty sure I could relate to many different car guys. But I mean, if you can relate to every other car guy, I mean, Need for Speed's been in the car guy community for decades. I mean, decades, back to when it first even started. Same thing with Forza, Assetto Corsa, and all that. But watching this 918 run, damn, these guys are insane. And I go in, and I just started doing editing for Need for Speed Heat. This was back when I was still running my 240, so I wasn't known as Candy at the time. I was still known as D. And I was running my Datsun 240. I had, you know, all the big spans on it, rock bunny kit, lowered all the way to the ground, almost max camber, you know, something that a 240 shouldn't have. I could do something with my editing, because a day before then, I was telling my dad, I'm like, Dad, I can do editing, but I don't know where to start. And he's like, look, if you look, you will find out. If you search, you will find out. And sometimes it will come at the most weirdest expected times. And it hit me, I'm like, this is it. So, and I'm pretty sure you remember the day, man. I go on TikTok, I'm like, hey, sorry to bother you. I think on my TikTok, I recently just started using the word King Candy. So I was like, hey, my name is Casey, King Candy. I'm like, I do editing for Need for Speed VR, just started. I would like to make an edit for either you or your team, if that's cool. And that's what sprouted this whole thing, and that's just how I started Bio, because this started not only me and you conversating, it started with then texting, you sent me invites to team, I got to meet the team, I got to meet you, Taddy, everybody. And then we did my first Biohazard video. It's still on TikTok right now. I was so happy, I was like, dang. It's like, I was like, dang, I can do something here. And so then originally I wasn't even on the NFS team for bio, because being compared from now to back then, oh dude, I would have called my back then self so slow. I think fastest time JSRAW RSR was like a 301.95, so over the 3 minute mark. And man, I remember the first time I told you that, I'm like, yeah, I think I got a pretty fast time. I think it was you naturally kind of looked at each other and go, that's not fast. Times are really slow.
We're going to take 2 minutes. We're going to be right back right after this. What's going on, everybody? What's happening? What's up? I'm your main man, Wooly, here. Look, check it out. I still remember when you dropped that video. That was really, really cool. I'm like, I was telling the team, I was like, look at this guy, man. Like, he does great edits. I instantly started like complimenting you, and I'm like, man, we got to bring him in. You know, that was the moment I knew. That shows how players evolve with Biohazard. Gamers that have mental health awareness issues or IRL issues that play over them in Biohazard, it's always a community that they see us with the name, they see us with the members, they see our very large organization, they see the success, they see the achievement awards and stuff like that, but we do more, you know, we do way more than that. And I remember you you know, even saying like, that's an awesome thing that Biohazard does, because when I brought it to you, I brought up the fact that we contribute. We have did fundraisers for gamers that have mental health awareness issues or IRL issues that play over them. And Biohazard's always a community that just always wants to get back and help and just lend that hand or be that ear for somebody talking, and they know that they got somebody that's listening. We even have a small program that is currently being set up right now. It's a counseling program, and it's for gamers that do have those serious issues. And if they go on our website and sign up, and like I said before, our website, our link, it's going to be in the description when this podcast goes public. We're just here to help gamers, and we're here to give them inspirations and hopes and dreams that, you know, they can do something with their gaming career. It would be the perfect time to go ahead, and we're going to go ahead and bring up the Razer headphone giveaway. That's right, everybody. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Here come January 1st, 2025 at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to be doing our official launch and bringing back the Biocast. Along with that, there's going to be many different interviews from many, many different professional esport gamers. There's going to be multiple conversations about when we go and we dwell into the esport industry, and we bring up the biggest topics in gaming, including updates from other teams, other organizations. And last but not least, if you want to go ahead and you want to have an entry in the Razer headphone giveaway, concerns can be had inside the Biohazard Discord. Make sure that you come by and put your entry in, as this only happens once every 6 months that Razer ships us some product. So make sure that you do that. Remember, it's going to be January 1st, 2025 at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we're going to come live to you guys as we bring back the Biocast on its official launch day. It's going to be an incredible thing to see. I'm